Time to say good morning and welcome to Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our City Hall update. How are you, Mayor?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, Joe?
I'm well, thank you, on the sides of March.
Yes. You expecting something?
I hope not. I'm locking the door just in case. also, is St. Patrick's Day week, and does the city have the roasts anymore? Is that happening anymore?
No, it hasn't had in a couple of years. The partnership did it, and the conservatory did it, but with the pandemic, it was dropped, and who knows? Maybe it'll have a resurgence next year.
Yeah. I know it typically raised money for, a number of different causes in the city, right?
That's correct. Although, it was getting more and more stale because of the political correctness of our time. It's tough to say anything without somebody getting offended today, so that makes it more challenging.
What they prayer...
Especially for Bilotti.
Yes. The prayer breakfast, is that something that is still in the works?
We haven't talked about that one for this spring. Obviously, with COVID, everything was messed up for a few years.
Yep.
We're still getting contributions and donations to the agencies that do this stuff. But the other programs have been kind of hesitant. I mean, we're just coming out of this, so nothing was really booked, not knowing what was ahead of us. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. One thing I hope we could talk about this morning is the plans for the city to take over the Furnace Brook Golf Course.
Yeah, the plans continue. We had a pretty good public meeting up there a week or 10 days ago, I guess, in the full capacity at the Furnace Brook Golf Club. A number of them were neighbors, some were members. I think everyone understands we're trying to do the right thing here. We've made it perfectly clear there's no secret plan here to do anything with the golf course except work on the golf course and expand the recreational opportunities up there for the city and for the neighborhood. So we made that perfectly clear. And then we talked about some of the challenges up there with the site. The golf course needs some work. We spent some money on the irrigation system. We spent some money on new equipment that maintains the course. We're this winter we've been up there taking some dead trees down, doing regular maintenance activities, get ready for the season. So, things haven't been maintained that well over the last few years, and largely due in part because the group wasn't going to spend money with the lease coming up. So, understandably so, that's human nature. The thing we did talk about was a new clubhouse up there. The clubhouse that's there is very old, antiquated, doesn't meet any ADA requirements. It's some structural deficiencies. So the decision is looking at a new clubhouse on the site that would serve the golf needs, but also serve the neighborhood if they want to come up and have a hamburger or something. They'd have food service for that. Commissioner Murphy from Natural Resources and his team are doing a good job working with the staff that we've hired up there. We hope that it'll be a very productive year on the revenue side, which helps offset the cost side, the expense side. But, we're truly committed. I mean, for a while there, Joe, there was all kinds of rumors. I was getting phone calls that, I was going to sell the course, build condos. I was going to put a cemetery up there. I mean, you name it, the rumors were crazy. The reality is, this was a open space deal from the beginning 50 years ago. It was to protect this area as open space. So it's certainly the intent of this administration to continue to invest money in the course, in the location, thus enhancing the revenue side of things. Everyone knows when you run a golf course, you can't let it go in decline or you start to lose play, which means you lose revenue. So you have to maintain it to a certain level, and that's the intent here. So working closely with Councilor Kane, he's been excellent with communicating to the neighborhood on what's going on. And, hopefully the council will be supportive of some of the necessary monetary requests there'll be. But as we'll show over time, the revenue coming in from the course should pay for itself.
Mm-hmm. Have the former employees, are they still there? Or have they been replaced now with city workers?
Yeah, some have stayed. We just hired a new golf pro who will handle, the golf operations and help us to figure out the clubhouse and those aspects of it. It's kind of a unique expertise in that world, and we're happy with the team that we have in place now.
Okay. And the funding, do you have any idea about how much right now?
No, still working through those details. Okay. I mean, it's been such a volatile market on pricing, so we'll get that figured out. It's not going to be a, it'll be a handsome clubhouse, but it's not going to be anything crazy. So we're trying to keep the cost reasonable. At the same time, as we've done with any other projects in the city, understand we're building this for the long term. You don't want to build things on the cheap, and in 15, 20 years, everything's falling apart. So it'll be a handsome, solid facility structure that will serve the community for a long, long time.
So it will be open for the public use?
That's correct.
Yeah. I know the license board just last week approved, I guess, a new sit-down restaurant is coming there.
Yes, well, I mean, they've had a clubhouse operation up there, which included, you could go and sit down and have a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that was in conflict with some of the golf use. So this cleans it up a little bit. We've engaged with the Fours restaurant to do the food service up there.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be a more consistent product, and it'll be great for the neighborhood. I mean, I could see people, you know, Forbes Hill Road or Summit Ave walking up the street and their family and having a burger.
Sure.
They don't have to necessarily play golf to enjoy the facility.
Very good. Mayor, I know that the MBTA, of course, is now starting process of converting the old Lowe's into their new bus garage. And any word on the old garage and how the city might acquire that?
Well, we've indicated to the MBTA from day one, this administration, that the city's interested in acquiring that site, that our cooperation on the Lowe's facility should certainly assist us in acquiring the old site, which goes back to prior MBTA. It's over 100 years old, that facility. The plan would be for it to take it down. I've talked a little bit publicly about building an amenities to the stadium, to Marymount Park, that would serve our youth and our leagues, and perhaps even some after-school activities through STEM programs. So we're looking at it very closely, and we're looking at doing this with some major donations, and then we'll keep you apprised, but it's early in the process.
Okay. Would the city have to buy that from the T, or would it be donated to
the
city?
How that transaction will be done remains to be seen, but we are working on it in the background.
Okay. I know you'll let us know as soon as you can.
Absolutely. I think it's a great opportunity to really enhance what we do with our Marymount Park facilities. I know that if this just goes on the market,
mm-hmm.
People will be upset because it's, I'm sure you'd have a developer going in there try to build housing, apartments or condominiums.
Mm-hmm.
That's the market right now. And so, you know, I think that it makes sense for us, not necessarily to block that. However, I think, as I stated, some great recreational and after-school uses would be ideal there, with the particular, obviously, with the stadium next to it. A lot of cool things could be done with the facility there. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're looking at, Joe.
Sure. Yesterday, Mayor, I had a chance to meet with Scott Bishop and P.J. Foley about the plans for the President's Coast pedestrian way out in Broad Meadows. Is that something that you would support?
Yeah, I'm open to the concept for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I've had conversations with both of them. However, you know, there's folks that live along those areas that are concerned about it and how it may interfere with their privacy, so to speak. So, you know, there's some work to be done on that yet. But it brings me back to Mayor Sheets years ago.
Yep.
There was a proposal to build a bike trail along the dike, and that didn't go over very well. Went over like a lead balloon, and how's next?
I remember it well, yes.
So we that was abandoned at the time. So there's those kinds of concerns that, you know, people trying to, you know, go home and enjoy themselves and in a nice, quiet setting. And I think there's people concerned that this could change that. I don't believe it would have any real detrimental effect on folks.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's worthy of consideration, has merit. You know, but we got a little ways to go yet.
Yeah, well, I know the city did purchase that property down behind CVS there for protection more than anything, but was there ever a plan for using that site?
Well, the plan is being worked on as we speak.
Okay.
It'll be open as a boating facility this summer, as it has been in the past.
Yep.
As we continue to figure out that whole site, you know, from the mouth, if you will, of the Tom Brook,
mm-hmm.
where the Southern Tide Mill is, and then south along that river, Con River, of course, and then, of course, this site itself. So we're looking at it overall. How can we do something there that would be well-used by the public, protect the open space, embellish the open space. It's a beautiful setting back there as you look across the way to Broad Meadows. Yep. It really is a handsome spot. So, you know, again, Dave Murphy and his team, along with the administration, are working on alternatives going forward.
Lots of irons in the fire, sounds like, Mayor, as always.
You know, the more we talk, the more I realize that. So, there is a lot happening.
Darn that Joe. He always reminds me how busy I am. Finally, would you like to congratulate the North Quincy High School basketball team's season has come to an end, but in grand fashion, for sure.
Yes, indeed. The congratulations, really. They had a great season, both teams. An exceptional season, for that matter. And then, you know, as we often hear, all good things come to an end. You know, they represented the city well in, yep. in the tournament. And, you know, the crowds and the enthusiasm at the school, I was at one of the earlier games, was just incredible. I think some of that is obviously the pride of the school and the city. It's also post-pandemic stuff. I yep. think people are just excited to be part of something a little bigger than themselves. So it was a great run, and we're proud of all the kids.
Yep, absolutely. I want to remind folks, too, they can if they miss the games, they can see them right here on QATV.
That's right.
Great to talk to you, Mayor.
Thanks, Joe. Enjoy the day.
Thank you. You too.